Someone recently posed this question: how do you handle a client who seems uncomfortable with your age? Now, when I heard this question, I thought, you know what? This is a really good question. I mean, think about it. Are they asking whether or not you're too young, or are they concerned about you being too old? I mean, either way, the answer is still the same. And guess what? We're going to talk all about it. Welcome to the Excella Consulting Podcast, helping you to use your expertise to advance in your career, business, and create a life you love. I'm Dr. Angelina Davis, and I'm a clinical pharmacist, consultant, solopreneur, and working mom. I'm here to share all that I know about growing your career and business while striking a little bit of work-life balance. I believe that it's possible to have all that you want and more. It just takes a little work, and I'm here to make that journey a little easier. We'll dive into strategy, time and project management, leadership, and so much more. Let's get started. The consulting client relationship can look very different depending upon what type of consulting environment you're in, especially that initial interaction. So, for instance, if you are working with a firm, no matter if it's a small firm, a large firm, or one of the big four, in those particular instances, you may be assigned a project or assigned a client to work with. And so in those instances, that client is not looking for you in particular as the consultant that they are wanting to work with. So when you show up to do the work, when you show up for the initial meeting, it can be somewhat a shock if, you know, you don't match what they envisioned in a consultant. Now, keep in mind, whatever that individual is thinking, it's a very, you know, personal thing. It's nothing you can control. It's all based upon that individual's, you know, past experiences, beliefs, you know, values, many other things. And so we can't deal with that. And we're not going to get into why a person has, you know, this perception or belief, but we're just going to deal with, from the consultant's perspective, how we handle those initial interactions. So, you know, walking into that room, that individual may feel as if you are much younger than they anticipated, and they may be older themselves and feel as if, what can this younger person help me with, and what can they advise me on, because they equate knowledge and experience with age. It could be on the other end of the spectrum where they are looking at someone who is more seasoned. And in that particular instance, it's a question possibly of whether or not that individual can be as up to date with modern technology or up to date with new practices. And once again, these are all their, you know, own preconceived notions. However, as a consultant, we have to face that. We have to think about how we're able to still be successful and work through and navigate many of these circumstances. And this is still true even if you're an independent consultant or a solopreneur. In those instances, you may be vying for various clients or seeking out new clients to work with. And in those initial interactions where you are, you know, pitching your services and you're trying to attract leads, there can be a hurdle when it comes to age, especially if, you know, I feel like oftentimes, especially with independent consulting, a lot of times that can be tied to being on the younger end of the spectrum. And that's not always true. So please don't hold me to that. But, you know, oftentimes, you know, many people are looking for an expert and they tend to associate, once again, the expertise with age for whatever given reason. And so sometimes someone who has developed a breadth of knowledge at a younger age can run into many challenges. So we're going to talk all about that. And the one thing that we don't want any of this to do is to chip away at our confidence or to cause any level of self-doubt. And there are ways that we can protect ourselves from that. One of the first things that I recommend to people who are really facing this challenge of dealing with a client who, in essence, may seem a little bit uncomfortable with your age, is to remain authentic. So be yourself. The one thing that is going to be true about your consulting practice, no matter what the circumstance is that it's easier to really go about your day-to-day work and to drive a lot of change successfully by honoring who you are at your core. And so what this entails is really knowing and understanding your values and your beliefs and your purpose, and then being very transparent about that. Because when you're able to display that to your client, it gives a level of transparency that allows trust to be built, because that individual begins to better understand who you are as an individual and what is important to you as a consultant. And when the client has that understanding and there's that level of transparency, then that's the point at which relationships can be built. So truly understanding how authenticity plays in the role of building trust and building relationships is important. Because, once you're able to build a relationship with your client over time through this process, that is going to be what allows you to have influence. So, influence is a thing that does not come, just by chance. It is something that has to be built and is something that has to be earned. And one of the easiest ways to really develop or attain influence is to build substantial relationships. In order to build relationships, you have to have trust. And so all of these things go back to being very transparent about who you are as a person, as well as who you are as a consultant. So one of the first things that you can do in these situations is to really think about who you are authentically and make sure that you remain authentic in your consulting practice.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Here are four reasons why. One is free. Who doesn't love that? Two, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Super simple. Three, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. And four, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Now, an extension of your authenticity is really acknowledging your own expertise. So, when I was talking earlier, I mentioned a lot of about this common trend of people associating knowledge or expertise with age. And so that's not very surprising, because what we assume is that people, get wiser with age and with time, that they learn more with age and with time. But if there's, one reality that you grow to recognize as a fact as you get older, is that that is not always true, right? So, it really is a misconception. It's a misconception to assume that someone is going to have more knowledge and expertise just because they're older. I mean, they really are not highly related. In some ways, they can be, but overall, that should not be a general assumption. So, one way to push back against that false narrative is to acknowledge the fact that you do have the expertise. You are trained, you are ready, and you are prepared to do the job. And when you walk in with that understanding, then you're better able to position yourself to really display that to the client. So one thing that we want to do in those instances where there seems to be some, discomfort or uncertainty with regards to our expertise and our ability to do the work just for our age. One thing that we can do is really work to display our expertise through our work. Sometimes that can be as simple as asking very thoughtful, pointed questions, because that can be a sign of your knowledge and your depth of knowledge in an area. It does not have to be a situation where you are putting out tons of work just to prove a point. We're not trying to prove per se our capability to anyone. What we're actually doing is just displaying and allowing to be seen the expertise that you have. And you do that by really putting your best foot forward in all of your interactions, making sure that you're well prepared. So, you know, one thing that can hinder us is if we go into a particular meeting or interaction with a client and we're not prepared and we are not able to answer the proper questions, we're not able to do effective problem solving, we're not able to, you know, begin to do some strategic planning. If we are not prepared to do the work, that may not even speak to our expertise. That can actually just speak to, you know, issues with time management or project management and productivity. I mean, it can speak to something completely different. But what the client will perceive is that you do not have the knowledge or the level of expertise that they have been looking for, and kind of back up what they were originally thinking. We don't want to do that. So the one thing that we can do is always go prepared, but we want to really display how we're able to effectively help attain the results, help the client attain the results that they desire. And when the client begins to see over time that, you know what, hey, their work is pretty good, you know, they're on top of their stuff, that is going to continue once again to build that trust. It's going to change the narrative that they originally had. And, you know, so these are things that are not going to necessarily happen over time. But one of the things that helps us as consultants is that knowing that our expertise will shine, being confident in the expertise that we have, acknowledging that the expertise that we have is sufficient, that allows us to be patient and to move through the process more seamlessly without being really thrown off of our game just because we've run into this, you know, kind of initial interaction that seems a little weird, right? We want to make sure that we stay focused on what we are there to do and to really focus on getting that job done. The third thing that I want to mention as a way to really handle this uncomfortable situation dealing with age is to be confident in the value you hold and what you can offer. So no matter what the perception may be, whether it's being too young or too old, that does not define your value. Their perception does not define your value. So the value that you bring to the table is dependent upon your expertise, your knowledge, your training, and the results that you can, you know, you can drive, the results that you can get through your work. And it is that value that you have to be clear and confident about. So, you know, when you're walking in that room, I want you to walk in there with confidence, knowing that you offer a certain level of value to the project, to the organization, to the company, to the individual that others cannot offer. And that confidence will help you really make the connections that you need in these very, you know, difficult situations. One of the reasons why, you know, oftentimes there is a challenge to navigate these types of interactions is because we don't carry our perceived or our known value into that, you know, relationship with that client, right? We somehow allow the circumstance, allow their perception to eat away at our confidence and eat away at our belief in the value that we offer. And we have to do everything possible to avoid that. So, good example. I talked about being younger, you know, previously, but let's talk about, you know, maybe instances where the individual may see you as being too old to do the work. That part can be very common as well. There are many points that we may run into these challenges along our career, the continuum of our career. With the, you know, kind of growing technology that's out there, many of the new applications and the new new technology and methods of really doing work today, there can be the, you know, perception that if someone is older, they're not going to be as in tune with how to use many of, you know, many of these things, many of these new technologies, or maybe even just a new method that is more commonplace. And one thing that we are responsible to do as a consultant is to stay up to speed in our industry, right? So one of the key things as an effective and a good consultant, you want to make sure that you are continually doing, you know, professional development, other education and training to make sure that you have all of the skills and the tools that you need in order to do your work effectively. Now, that does not mean you need to know every application that's out there. There are 10 million, you know, different databases, you know, applications and tools that can be used. But what you want to be familiar with is the, you know, the fact that these things are available, know how they work, how they can be implemented. And then you have time, if need be, to, you know, kind of hone up your skills, you know, in cases where there may be a need to use that particular method more intimately. All of that comes through just really honing your craft. Okay. So this is a part of just becoming a better consultant. And as long as you're doing that, you are going to have the necessary skill set that you need to pair with your expertise that allows you to confidently present that value to your client. So the third thing that I want us to be very mindful of doing is to be confident in the value you hold. So just to recap, there are three things we touched on today that you can do when you run into instances where a client may seem uncomfortable with your age, whether it's too young or too old. Those three things are: one, to remain authentic. So make sure that you be yourself, know your values, know your purpose, know your beliefs. Use that to build influence and build relationships. Okay. Number two is to acknowledge your expertise and experience. Really honor all of the education and training that you have had. Know that that is what has prepared you to do the work. And thirdly, be very confident in your work and the value that it offers. So once again, this was a great question. I think the answer is the same, whether you find yourself being presented with a situation where the client feels like you're too young, or if they feel like you may be too old. Either way, that's their problem. We're not worried about changing their perception, but what we will do is allow ourselves to remain authentic, knowledgeable, and confident in what we bring to the table. All right, then. Until next time, take care.
That wraps up another episode of the Excel at Consulting podcast. It's my hope that you enjoyed your time here and that you'll join in again for another conversation all about consulting, maximizing your impact, and achieving that work-life balance you deserve. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at Excel at Consulting, and I hope to see you, hear from you, talk to you again soon. Take care.